Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. This episode, we're taking a trip to the Port of Providence to learn about an art installation that is helping to raise awareness about air quality. Isha Tucker and Leo Nakami from our Possibly team are here to tell us more.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So how can art help us understand air quality?
Great question. To find out, we talked to Eli Nixon, an artist that specializes in collaborative public art projects.
Last summer, Eli and a team of artists set up a windsock art installation at the end of Public Street in South Providence.
The installation involved flying different colored windsocks at a small water access point near the Port of Providence.
Each color represented a different level on the air quality index, which measures how polluted the air is at any given moment.
Yellow is for moderate air quality, orange shows that air is unhealthy for sensitive groups, and red is for when the air is so polluted that anyone may experience health effects.
What is this installation trying to accomplish?
Eli wanted to bring outside attention to the quality of our air. They hope this project will bring a sense of urgency for the neighborhoods around the port.
What I was trying to do was amplify their concerns to be seen by a larger Providence that has yet to invest in protecting this public right-of-way.
Rhode Island has one of the highest asthma rates in the country, and the neighborhood around the Port of Providence is particularly vulnerable because of all the nearby industries that pump pollution into the air.
And yet our politicians are not treating it with that kind of emergency level.
Eli wants their work to serve a purpose in the community, to serve as a bridge between art and public health.
Like, I'm trying to make a useful tool for local residents that actually speaks to their concerns about their own well-being and their own neighborhood in real time.
With that goal in mind, Eli also built a temporary gazebo at the community access point so people could sit near the water.
The installation turned a pretty unkempt area into a beautiful gathering place. It's one of the few places where people in the area can access the river.
So my project was like, ooh, how can I lift up what is beautiful about this place and what many neighborhood residents have been yelling for and organizing around for decades is safe, pedestrian-centered public access to the bay.
Eli says that protecting public spaces to gather and enjoy nature safely can lead to domino effects.
If we don't take care of the one spot that is for the public, where the public is supposed, our needs are supposed to be prioritized, they're supposed to be held at the center of what this tiny strip is, because they're not being held at the center of any of these other spots. So it's a strategic foothold to yell so hard about this tiny thing, because it's our one place to have any impact on what's happening all around it.
So not only are these windsocks being used to bring attention to poor air quality by the port, they're also being used as a call to action to protect free, safe public spaces.
Great. Thanks, Isha and Leo. If you're interested in a windsocks project in your own community, you can get in touch with the People's Port Authority and Eli Nixon. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Ocean State Media, and WBRU.